Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
I saw my baby walking with another man today. I saw my baby walking with another man today. When I asked her what's the matter.
Welcome back. 17 to the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my website, sir, smallbusinessadvocate.com, the one for my book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with Doug Berry, our good friend for 18 years, Director of Communications at the U.S.-China Business Council. Doug, thanks again for being here. We're talking about trade. Doug is one of our top experts on trade and especially China. He's a very, very knowledgeable on that. And you know, Doug, you and I were... You were one of my five China experts that I was interviewing the first 2 weeks of February, and you were here then, and we were talking about this thing that was happening. People were actually starting to call it a pandemic, and possibly a pandemic before that was before anybody had died in America. That you were helping us have a heads up on something. What is it? Something. Dangerous This Way Comes, you know, or I think is the movie. Anyway, now here we are over a year later, and hopefully we can start thinking about being post-pandemic. But that's going to – all of this last year, as tough as the relationship was between the U.S. and China pre-pandemic, it's added a new degree of difficulty, hasn't it, in the relationship?
Yes, it really has, and we're seeing a assertive and emerging China, the likes of which we haven't seen since relations were restored in 1972, when you remember Nixon arrived in Beijing and met Mao Zedong, and that was the beginning of this new era of cooperation. And China has grown incredibly in these subsequent 40-plus years, and now they are the second largest economy in the world, and
right.
And they are posing, I call it a threat, but they're definitely interested in taking that number one position, and that's of course a concern for many.
That's not only their stated position, but they are working feverishly to make that happen. And as we know, they don't play by the rules that the West plays by. Their ethics are different ethics. They have different a different motivation. Their motivation for dominating the economic world, I don't think we can consider to be benevolent.
Well, we have to figure out with our allies, and that, you know, was something that we did not do these past 4 years. We alienated people who ordinarily would be drawn to our side because of their democratic governance history and because of their previous close trade and their ties with us. And so it's very important that we figure out who our friends are and make sure that we cultivate them and that, you know, we identify certain global norms and principles, and that they're shared, and that China is welcome, of course, to share them as well and be part of this larger community.
But that's
we
the
need
problem.
Them. We
that's
need
the
their
problem,
money.
Doug. That's the difficulty that we have to be realistic. You know, you can't play nice and sing kumbaya with China. They take that as a weakness. And frankly, I know a lot more people who are more worried about China under Biden than they were worried about China under Trump. Not to be harder or easier on either one of them, but we cannot be. I mean, you know this. We cannot be naive about the intentions of China. China is not a benevolent actor. Germany, England, France, America. We're benevolent business people. You know, we're not trying to control other people. We just want to do business. China's not like that. They have ulterior motives. What do you think?
Well, and we've reached a point where, you know, we have to have some serious discussions. All of us do about the future of where the governance of the global system is going. And you know, who's going to participate, who are going to be the winners, who are going to be the losers. Hopefully there won't be many of them. And we're really kind of at a watershed moment. So the next, all of the other things we have to keep our eyes on in this country, that's one that is certainly important. And over the next couple of years, we're going to see in which direction mm-hmm. it's going to go.
And there really needs to be, and I'm not being cavalier about the 1.3 billion people, customers for America in China, and a middle class with discretionary income to spend larger than America's population. I'm not naive about that. I realize that I'm a businessman. I want to do business. I want trade. I want America to trade with China. But I don't want us to lose our country in the process.
And it has to be fair. That is, the rules of the game have to be played by both sides, and they have to be very clear.
How do we hold them accountable? How do we make China play fair, Doug?
I think that we do it through our relations with our allies, because they need those markets, Jim. They need Europe. They need the United States. They've got to have us as markets for their products, or their economy won't.
That has to be part of our equation. When we're playing hardball with China, when we're trying to make sure we hold them accountable, we do have leverage, don't we?
Totally, yeah, we absolutely do. And they have some leverage over us, because 35% of the GDP growth of the world over the next 10 years will come from China alone.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But it won't come unless they also participate in the world system
right.
and be a stakeholder and a responsible one in it.
Right. And the last year with the pandemic, with the way they've handled the outbreak and the news of where it came from and all that, that hasn't indicated that their intentions are honorable, in my opinion. Quick break. Tintail, we'll come back after, more to come after the break with Doug Barry. He's with the U.S. China Business Council.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.